I'm Jennifer Castoldi of Trendies International, and today we have a very special guest, Mary Jane Mitchell. I've known Mary Jane for years. She is a very talented artist. In fact, she used to be a Trendies subscriber, and she enjoyed Trendies so much that she became part of our team to share the world of Trendies with her network. And now, today, we're speaking with her artist hat on. She has been an exhibitor at Surtex, and she's also worked with agents. So today, we're going to pick her brain to bring you valuable information. Thanks for joining us, Mary Jane.
Thanks, Jennifer. Good to talk to you.
Yes. So we've had a couple of people contact us since we've launched these podcasts who are artists. And they were asking information about showcasing at events such as Surtex. So what type of information would you give them? One, from being a designer who you're going yourself to exhibit, and then also perhaps what the route is if you're going to use an agent.
Well, yes, I have exhibited at Surtex, and the first thing I would say to anybody that's planning on doing it, is get all the information. You do get a great packet from Surtex and really go through the packet, really read it, really see everything you're going to need, and then plan, because you need to lay out, if your booth is 10 by 10 or whatever it's going to be, lay out your walls, what you want to have on it, what you're going to bring. You have to plan what you're going to ship to it, unless you live in New York or one of the surrounding communities there and you can drive in, but more than likely you're going to be sending your stuff in. And so the biggest thing I can say is really to plan everything and know how you're going to set it up, know where things are going to go. And then when you arrive, you've already got everything in place. You have your walls have been put up because you can hire somebody to get things together and have the tables will be there and everything else, and you arrive and you've got your plan all drawn out where everything's going to go. So you may make last-minute changes, but in general, you've got the plan, your layout, where pieces are going to go. If you're doing some showing some ceramic pieces, it's nice to have at Surtex actual products that you've already done that you've licensed along with artwork, because people can see product that is already out there and realize that, you know, that you have been out there and you're selling already as a licensed designer. So planning, now, that's the biggest thing.
You're quite famous for your chili design, your hand-painted chili. Can you tell us what exhibitors can expect, what type of clients that they're going to find at Surtex?
Well, there's really a little bit of everything. You get the international people coming in who are looking for new looks, so they're coming to the United States. And you're getting a lot of home people, so you've got anyone that's doing, like, say, dinnerware, a lot of dinnerware people, a lot of bedding people, card people, companies that are fabrics looking for new lines, that they can license something new-looking for their fabric lines. So I found that really, and also somebody that maybe you don't think about, which is the craft industry is really a big industry, and there were a lot of people from the craft industry looking for artists to do scrapbooking stuff like stickers or paper that people use to make the scrapbooks. So that was kind of a surprise to me, too, that there was so many people there that were looking for from the scrapbooking craft industry who actually end up being really good clients.
Mm-hmm. So you shifted from being an individual exhibitor to then having your agent represent you there. In addition to economizing, what other benefits does a designer have in going with an agent?
Well, for me, the biggest advantage that I found was that a good agent knows pretty much all of the different venues to go to. They also know in the different areas to approach, and they've generally been, say, to different fabric companies and already have a represent, you know, they've already been represented there, so people know them. So the doors are open to agents that, and then also the other, the greatest thing about that is that you're designing, and if you're also working as your own promoter for design, it pulls away from actually doing the work. So the great thing about an agent is they're out there, they're finding you these clients to work with, and you can spend more time in your studio actually doing designing. So for me, I found that was better for me, and that I'm not having to run to all the shows personally, too, because your agent is there representing you, and they have a booth at Certex or at the licensing show or whatever they might do, and you can be home designing while they're there. And you're being represented and you're being shown without having to be physically there.
It sounds like it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
And do the agents ever guide you in the right direction? Do they have specific clients that will be looking for a feel or a style and then you're called upon to deliver?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a really good point because it's the other important, really important thing for somebody who wants to get involved in licensing is really to work at having a style, because that style helps people to know you, so they see a like a design, and they can say, oh, that's Susie's. Oh, I know that that's hers because it looks like her. So that developing a style is really good. And then when your agent presents you, different clients and companies are looking for different styles. They don't all want one look because they want to hit the different parts of the marketplace. So it's better for them always to have three or four different styles within their company. And, yes, so it's your agent will promote you in the different areas. If you're very versatile, sometimes you might be able to work in, say, different looks, but your style still kind of reads through.
So, Mary Jane, you have a reputation for being excellent with hand paint. And as we know, the market has shifted, and for a while it went to much more computer-aided graphics. And now we're starting to see the return of hand-painted and more human-oriented styles. Do you have any commentary on this?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that what we did go very digital for a few years. And then what happens, I think, is because people are missing that look, that special look that the hand paint can bring, the one-of-a-kind look, and that people want to connect back with something that looks like it's made by hand, you know, hence the whole thing with the crafts and with sites like Etsy that have all people that are selling things that they're making themselves, you know, involved in the process. And so I think the world, because there is so much, you know, digital and information out there, there's this need to want to have something that looks more handmade, that somebody sat and painted instead of just computer generated.
And are there any other trends that you see in the marketplace, anything from design? Or, for example, I know that your designs have become quite big in the children's market as well as the pet market.
Yeah, and I think there's a huge need in the pet market. It's I don't, you know, if you know, Jennifer, but the pet market, during the time when we were having the down sort of trend in the economy in 2008, the pet market was the one market that never suffered. It was still on an uptrend. And, in fact, I was just reading, I get a pet sort of like a magazine, you know, every month, and they were talking about how it was in billions of dollars had been generating income. So for people who are looking, and they do want designs, you know, if it's, we could say for pet bowls, for pet bedding actually, because it's a big category out there. And for people who are good at doing stuff like toys and pet stuff, it's a huge category. And so I would say think outside the box, because a lot of what they're doing in pet bedding is they're it doesn't have to have dogs and cats on it. It can be very sophisticated, and they're coordinating the bowls with the beds, with the blankets, etc. And there's a lot of it out there. So pet, I think, is a great category to think about if somebody hadn't. And then in the children's area, we're seeing, I think, a return a lot to fantasy. You know, the garden's still big. It probably will be forever now because everybody's got the whole outdoor thing. But there's a whole return to fantasy things and castles and dragons and dinosaurs and anything like that. And then the colors now, which used to tend to be much more muted, are much more bright and expressive. And then I think that kind of ties into the economy also, that people, and for kids especially, you want happy colors and, you know, the bright, not just the dull sort of pastel colors.
Well, it's very clear that you are a wealth of information, and I'm happy to have you as part of the Trendies team. So anybody who wants to learn more about the design and art licensing world or more about Trendies, you can see Mary Jane at booth 254 at Surtex, and she's going to be there, and she's brilliant at answering questions and showing you a world of information you didn't know existed.
Yes, and I look forward to meeting everybody who wants to come by the booth. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, and I love talking with people, as you can probably tell. And so I'd love to answer any questions you have about Surtex or about Trendies.
Great. Thanks, Mary Jane. See you soon.
All right.